Tuesday is Election Day, and joining us is Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck to sort it out. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob, it seemed like earlier in the summer there appeared to be some exciting races, but now it seems like there are few races to watch. What exactly happened?
It's called the Republican primary. That happened because most of the people who run for office in the state, Caroline, are Republicans, and that's where a lot of the issues and things were sorted out. As you look at your ballot, you will see there are very few actual contested legislative races all across the state. And so, Governor Meade ran into some problems with Cindy Hill and Taylor Haynes where they were attacking him. So a lot of those people are gone, and things have just simply slowed down quite a bit. I think I hear more about the Colorado election than I do the Wyoming, and I'm even covering some of the Wyoming races.
In the race for governor, Republican Matt Meade had a lot of people attacking him over the summer, but he limited his access by only agreeing to 3 debates. Will that help him at all?
It won't hurt him at all, and it really is the power of an incumbent, and I think the answer is yes. Senator Enzi, for instance, told me I think he did only 1 debate. So you'll see this with incumbents. They don't want to make any missteps along the way. They're probably going to be far ahead. They have the name recognition, so why risk it? I do think Pete Gosar in the governor's race has done a good job talking about issues he wanted to get across. For instance, governor's previous opposition to Medicaid expansion, his willingness to keep the state from adopting science standards. And Gosar's theme throughout the campaign has been attacking Meade on leadership issues, and he has gotten that across. But at the same time, the state is doing pretty well financially. The governor has become slowly a fan of Medicaid expansion, so he's taken that issue more or less off the table. And so it has been hard for Gosar to keep hitting him on those issues. But I do think he's run a good campaign. But, you know, Meade's been able to stay positive. He's got a lot more money. And polls show that does appear to be working.
What about the superintendent of public instruction race? That one seems to be an even match.
It's probably tough for some people to decide who they want to vote for because they agree on so many issues. I've never seen a Republican and a Democrat agree on so many things, but there are some differences, and one big one certainly is Common Core. Mike Zabias has been a firm supporter of Common Core. Jillian Bailo has not, although she's not necessarily in any hurry to change the law. So what we've come down to basically is their backgrounds. Bailo trying to use the fact that she was an educator, saying that would make her the perfect person for state superintendent. Zabias at the same time pointing to his business experience as his advantage. And of course, they're both doing their best to separate themselves from the always fun Hill administration. So it's going to be close. Zabias does have more money. But I will say this, and this is something to watch for. As we've watched close superintendent of public instruction races, or at least the races I thought might be close, it's generally been decided on party lines. It's not one of those races people follow that closely. So we'll have to see if that continues.
An organization of Wyoming teachers recently polled their support for Jillian Bailo in the superintendent race. Do you think that will have any impact on the race itself?
It's the Wyoming Education Association. It goes back to me saying, I don't know how closely people pay attention to that particular race. The timing wasn't good for Ms. Bailo. That you don't want that to happen a couple of weeks out of an election. I will say that there have been many occasions in the past where the WEA has endorsed a candidate and that candidate did not win. So they truthfully in the past have frequently, and they may argue with this, but have frequently gone with the Democrat, and that's just not been the case. So it's hard to say. It's probably not something, like I said, that you would have wanted to happen right before the election. And, you know, that's probably help from Mike Zabias, but it's unclear to me how great of an impact that will have.
What about the legislative races?
Well, there are 7 or 8 around the state that certainly are getting some attention. And I do think the Democrats have a chance to gain on a couple of them. One up in Casper, the incumbent Gerald Gay running against Eric Nelson. Gay's been somebody that's been a little bit of a lightning rod for folks. he'll occasionally say the unfortunate thing as he's being interviewed. And I do think that that's one that, you know, the Democrats would have a shot at possibly picking up. I'm very interested in one in Sweetwater County between an incumbent, Mark Baker. He beat an incumbent last time, Joe Barbuto, who's a Democrat. And that one will be a very interesting one to watch. I'm not sure how that one will come out. I think the Andy Schwartz, Jim Darwish race up in Teton County will be pretty good. Here in Laramie, I'm trying to get my handle on the C.J. Young, Charles Pelkey race. That's a House race. Both of them relative newcomers to politics, and so that's a tough one. The Republicans have had that seat for a few years now, but Democrats have held it in the past. And so it's one of those races that truthfully could go either way. And just to maybe take away any conflict of interest, we should mention that Mr. Pelkey is the husband of our office manager here at Wyoming Public Media. So just thought we'd throw that out there. So those are some of the big ones we'll be watching. I do think the Democrats have a chance to get a couple of seats out there. But again, this is going to be a very heavily Republican legislature when all said and done.
There's also the constitutional amendment ballot measure people will be voting on to try and allow for out-of-state UW trustees. What do you think will happen with that?
It sure sounds like nobody's really a huge fan of it. And constitutional amendments, Caroline, in our state, you have to get there's a majority of the people that actually cast ballots. So it's not just a yes-no type of thing. You have to have people who actually vote yes on it. So let's say you take a look at it and you don't know, and you just don't vote on it, yes or no, that becomes a no vote. And so it's been very difficult to get constitutional amendments to pass in this state. I'm reading some negative editorials on this one. I think this one might have a tough chance to get passed. I think people want their trustees, no matter if they're alums or not, to be very close to home. But we'll wait and see on that one. But I think that one has a tough road to hoe.
Bob Beck is the news director at Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks so much, Bob, for being here today.
Thank you.